Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, March the 31st, Pope Francis prays for those who are homeless at a time in which everyone is supposed to stay at home. Christians in the Holy Land prepare for live-streamed Holy Week celebrations. And Cardinal Tagle urges rich nations to write off the debt of poor countries amidst the economic downfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Tuesday prayed for the many people who live in the streets. Introducing morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope said, "We pray today for those who are homeless." His special prayer intention comes at a time in which more than half of the world's population has been ordered to stay at home to curb the spread of the deadly COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. "At this moment," the Pope said, "in which everyone is supposed to be at home, may society, men and women, realize this reality and help them, and that the Church might welcome them." Here in Rome, Cardinal Angelo De Donatis, the Pope's vicar for Rome, says he is praying for those who suffer due to the current coronavirus pandemic. As Chris Wells reports, Cardinal Angelo De Donatis himself was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Monday, diagnosed with COVID-19.
Pope Francis' Vicar General for the Diocese of Rome, Cardinal Angelo De Donatis, was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Monday after testing positive for COVID-19. The Cardinal is running a fever, but his general condition is currently good, and he has begun antiviral therapy. Cardinal De Donatis, following procedures in place to halt the spread of the coronavirus, has in recent days been having fewer meetings with his staff at the Lateran Palace. Nonetheless, as a precaution, his closest collaborators are in isolation. The Cardinal noted that he has not been to the Vatican in recent days and has been in contact with the Pope only by phone. Cardinal De Donatis said, "I am also experiencing this trial. I am at peace and confident. I entrust myself to the Lord and to the prayers of all of you, dear faithful of Rome." He added, "I am living this moment as an opportunity that Providence has given me to share in the sufferings of so many brothers and sisters. I am offering my prayer for them, for the whole diocesan community, and for the people of the city of Rome." Catholic clergy have been particularly affected by COVID-19. Dozens of priests have already succumbed to the disease in Italy alone. Last week, Salesian Bishop Angelo Moreschi, the Apostolic Vicar of Ethiopia's Gambela Vicariate, became the first bishop in the world to die of the disease. I'm Christopher Wells.
The Vatican flag is flying half-mast today in a sign of mourning and closeness to the victims of the COVID-19 pandemic. A Vatican press office statement said it is a sign of solidarity also for the families of the victims and for those who are generously fighting to stop the virus. The Holy See has taken this initiative in conjunction with a similar one that saw all Italian cities and towns lower their flags to half-mast at noon, while a minute of silence was observed for all those who have died. Even the most sacred sites in Christianity have not been spared the ravages of the COVID-19 pandemic. Strict measures against public gatherings remain in place throughout the Holy Land to halt its spread. Holy Week and Easter celebrations in the places of Jesus' life and death will be held without congregations. So since the faithful can't come to church, the church is coming to the faithful, as Devon Watkins reports.
The Apostolic Administrator of Jerusalem has laid out pastoral guidelines for the celebration of Holy Week in light of the restrictions imposed to stem the spread of COVID-19. Archbishop Pierbattista Pizzaballa called it a unique situation that we have never seen before, which requires us to find new ways to celebrate. Liturgical celebrations at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre have been reduced to a minimum, but Triduum and Easter celebrations in Christianity's most sacred site will be live-streamed by Christian Media Center. Archbishop Pizzaballa is inviting parish priests in Jerusalem to provide the faithful with blessed olive branches and holy water. Families, he said, are urged to make time to pray together at home and to participate in the liturgies with leaflets prepared by the diocese that contain the Mass readings. Separately, the Custody of the Holy Land has launched an online pilgrimage that will run through Holy Week. The week of digital prayer will allow Francophone faithful to pray with Christians of the Holy Land. Interested parties will be sent the gospel readings of the day, a meditation, and a video to help stimulate prayer. As the initiative's creator puts it, our main mission at the Custody is to bring the Holy Land to the faithful. I'm Devin Watkins.
Philippine Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle is urging the world's rich countries to write off the debt of poor countries during the current COVID-19 crisis. The Cardinal, who is prefect of the Vatican Congregation for the Evangelizations of Peoples, made the call during a Mass on Sunday that was streamed live from Rome's Pontifical Philippine College. Cardinal Tagle compared the tomb and death of Lazarus from Sunday's Gospel episode to the indebtedness of poor countries.
There are many people who are losing their jobs, especially the daily wage earners. And that lack of resources and the poverty could be one tomb right now of many poor people. Could those who could afford go to those tombs and release the poor people who owe them money, release them from their loans, from their debt? And we even appeal to rich countries at this moment, can you forgive the debts of the poor countries so that they could use their dwindling resources to support their communities rather than to pay the interest that you impose on poor countries? Could the coronavirus 19 crisis lead to a jubilee, forgiveness of debt, so that those who are in the tombs of indebtedness would find life? Untie them, release them. Another tomb. Many countries spend so much money for arms, for weapons, for their national security. Can we stop wars, please? Could we stop producing weapons, please? Could we get out of that tomb and spend the money for real security? Could we have permanent ceasefire? And in the name of the poor, let us release money for real security, education, housing, food.
That was Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle, prefect of the Vatican Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. As the coronavirus continues to spread around the world, more and more people are being confined to the walls of their homes, unable to leave, if not for essential reasons. Pope Francis has urged all to take advantage of this time together as a family and help each other out in this difficult period. Unfortunately, this is not possible for everyone. Victims of domestic violence and abuse are finding themselves having to spend all their time with those who abuse them, worrying about their and often their children's lives and well-being. Francesca Merlo has more.
Since the beginning of the lockdown imposed by several governments to help stop the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus, domestic violence cases have increased immensely. A large reason for this is that where victims previously found space to breathe, whether at work or for social reasons, they are now spending all their time at home. Likewise, children are not able to attend school, which many parents consider a safety net. Governments all over the world are receiving more and more calls for help as victims of domestic violence fear for their own and for their children's health and well-being. In France, domestic violence has risen by 36%, including two cases of feminicide since the beginning of the lockdown. To help tackle this, the government has announced that it will be paying for victims to stay in hotels, whilst pop-up counselling centres would be installed in shops in the hope that women out buying groceries would be able to access them easily. In the United Kingdom, the police are encouraging victims to use what they are calling a silent call. By calling the emergency number 999 and then dialing 55, the police say that they will recognise the call as a cause for concern. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a 75% rise in Google searches for help since the start of the lockdown, and the government has given a $142 million boost in funding to tackle domestic violence. Pope Francis has often condemned violence in all its forms. Last year, the Catholic Church in England and Wales gave their Day for Life the theme of the scourge of domestic abuse. Pope Francis sent a message showing his support for the bishops working for the most vulnerable of our brothers and sisters and committing to fighting all forms of exploitation, in particular the shameful ill-treatment to which women are sometimes subjected. I'm Francesca Merlo.
Mexico, whose population is particularly affected and afflicted by obesity, high blood pressure, and diabetes, is significantly more vulnerable to the risks of contracting the COVID-19 coronavirus. James Blears reports.
A high proportion of those who've died from coronavirus in Mexico so far had high blood pressure and diabetes. In Mexico, slightly over 10% of the population aged 20 or over suffers from diabetes. That's 8.6 million people. High blood pressure or hypertension levels are even worse. It affects 15% of Mexico's population, which adds up to 15 million people aged 20 or older. Obesity has greatly increased since Mexico joined the North American Free Trade Agreement in 1994, and processed food became both cheaper and more easily available. 75% of the population over the age of 20 are overweight. It's increased by an alarming 71% in the last 6 years. All of this makes a relatively youthful population, appreciably younger than retirement age, much more vulnerable to coronavirus unless they recognize and acknowledge their greatly elevated risk level and isolate themselves by staying at home. Mexico's federal government is urging people to stay home for the next month. But in a country whose economy is both precarious and fragile, this, for some at least, isn't a viable option. For Vatican News, James Blears reporting.
And finally, as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, during morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta today, Pope Francis prayed for the homeless at a time in which people are asked to stay at home. And as Sister Bernadette Rees reports during his homily, the Pope reflected on the symbol of the serpent presented in both readings of the fifth Tuesday of Lent.
A serpent is certainly not a friendly animal, Pope Francis said, beginning his homily. They're always associated with evil. He is depicted in Scripture as the cause of sin. The book of Revelation calls the devil the ancient serpent, the Pope said. The people can no longer put up with their journey. They complain that they have no food or water and are tired of eating manna. It's always the same music, Pope Francis said, and then they begin to imagine what it had been like in Egypt. It also seems that the Lord couldn't put up with his people at that moment, the Pope continued. He gets angry and sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. In seeing the serpents, the people saw their sin, what they were doing wrong, and they repent. The serpent mounted on the pole is a prophecy, a proclamation of what will happen in the future, the Pope explained. To understand better, we need to put Jesus' prophecy that he would be lifted up like the serpent on the pole together with the more ancient prophecy. The core of the prophecy is that Jesus made himself sin for us. He did not sin. He made himself sin, the Pope said. He bore all of our sins on himself. And so when we gaze on the crucifix, our sins are there. He was entirely alone with the burden of our sin. It's not easy to understand this, the Pope concluded. Should we think about it, we'll never arrive at a conclusion. We can only contemplate, pray, and give thanks. I'm Sister Bernadette Rees.
That's all from Vatican and World News for the moment. Do join us tomorrow at this same time for more. You can also catch our latest updates on our web portal, www.vaticannews.va. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.